Welcome to the situation update for Monday, May 10th, 2021. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. I've got a lot of announcements for you, some big breaking news on several fronts, economy and also COVID. We now have new proof that the Chinese military was planning to weaponize COVID back in 2015. And we know that Fauci and the NIH and Obama were in on this. They weaponize it on purpose. They release it on purpose. It's all been a global depopulation weapon system, not only COVID, but also the COVID vaccines. And none of this is in doubt anymore. So we're going to talk about that. I got a lot of notes for you first, some news updates, things to tell you about. First of all, I am not going to Tampa. There is, the upcoming event that's put together by Thrive Time Show, Clay Clark. And I have been listed as a featured speaker for that upcoming event. I was, in fact, attempting to get to Tampa. Was never able to fully commit to it because of the transportation question. But now, because of the vaccine transmission or shedding and all of these weird spike protein side effects that are being experienced by unvaccinated people, I've decided that I'm going to step back and not appear in public for several months anywhere. And so I'm not going to Tampa. I'm sorry if you were maybe planning on seeing me in Tampa. I definitely had a great time in Tulsa, but I won't be going to Tampa. And that's the reason why. I think right now, people who are being vaccinated are walking biological weapons. And it's not that I myself am afraid of being exposed to, shedding particles or whatever. I've no concern about myself, but it's that I don't want to create an incentive for other people to come out into public and possibly be exposed to vaccinated people. That's my concern. So if there were an event that banned vaccinated people, that would be the event that I would consider going to. But as far as I can tell, there are no events that ban vaccinated people. Although I have seen some doctors in some videos on Brighteon saying that they're considering banning vaccinated people from their clinics because vaccinated people are a danger, especially to female staffers, some of whom may be pregnant or are pregnant. So yeah, this vaccine is very dangerous, and being around vaccinated people is extremely dangerous to women in particular. And who knows what it's doing to men also. I mean, we hear all these stories about women having strange menstrual cycles. Where are the stories about what's happening to men? Maybe men are having a 50% drop in sperm motility or something, but since men aren't typically looking at their sperm under microscopes, they wouldn't know it, So unless you have a crazy man in your life who does that kind of thing. Hey, look, honey, it's 47% reduced motility this evening. Check it out. Take a look at the scope. But most men don't do that. All right, second item here. Remember I mentioned the pistol, the Smith & Wesson, M&P, 9EZ. It's the M&P Shield 9EZ pistol. So I just want to give you an update. I did purchase that pistol, and I did a little bit of training with it just to see how it functions. I want to give you some important information about that. Now, if you didn't hear my previous podcast on it, this is a pistol that it only takes about half the normal strength to rack the slide. And for a lot of women, especially elderly or, kind of getting up there in the years, women, they don't have necessarily the grip strength, the forearm strength to grip a Glock, especially a new one, which tend to be quite stiff anyway, but to grab a Glock slide and rack that slide and chamber a round or clear a jam. So there's been a lot of interest by women in this firearm called the 9EZ. It's 9mm, but it only takes about half the strength to rack the slide. So I decided to test fire this and train with it just a little bit. Well, just do some drills with it. And I got to tell you, I like it. I really like it. It's great. So here's my feedback. And by the way, this is not a promotion. They're not a sponsor. They're not paying me for this. This is just passing along good information. Okay, number one, the frame is pretty thin. So it's good for smaller hands, typically women's hands. It's just the right size. I would say the frame is about the same size as a SIG P365. For me, I'm a bigger guy, you know, I'm over 6'1". The frame is just a little on the small side, but perfectly good for concealability, and I didn't have any trouble firing it. Second point is that the slide really is easy to rack. It was super easy. I was rather surprised how easy it was. I also found that the gun did not kick any more that was noticeable to me versus a SIG or a Glock. So one of my theories, at least in my mind, was, hey, if the slide doesn't absorb as much energy when a round is fired out of the pistol, then maybe the pistol kicks more. Maybe it has a really bad kick. It didn't. So I don't know what kind of, you know, weird mechanical magic they've got going on in that thing, but it seems very controllable. The third thing is the trigger is quite light as well. It doesn't take a lot of pressure to squeeze off a round with the trigger. Now, I imagine maybe this has something to do with the fact that the pistol is designed for people who don't have maybe strong forearms. And believe it or not, some revolvers in particular have such a heavy pull on the trigger, like over 12 pounds of pull, that some women in particular have trouble pulling the trigger on those revolvers. It actually takes too much effort. And if you've ever seen somebody do that in gun training, they start shaking the pistol as they're trying to squeeze the trigger. You know, it's like, rah! And of course, your accuracy just goes horribly wrong at that point. So the good news is this trigger is fairly easy to pull. I would guess that it's less than 4 pounds of pull on the trigger, maybe 3.5, something in that range. Now, the trigger reset is surprisingly quiet. So for those of you who know what a trigger reset is, it's after the round goes off, and then you begin to let go of the trigger slowly until you hear a click. That's the reset, at which point you can pull the trigger and fire off the next round. The trigger reset is the lightest and quietest trigger reset that I've ever seen in any of these handguns. Typically, a trigger reset is more prominent. This trigger reset is very subtle, may take some time to get used to. Some people don't ever know what trigger reset is. Every time they pull the trigger, they let it go completely, and they don't even realize what is a trigger reset. So for those people, maybe it doesn't matter. But for people who want accuracy with follow-up rounds, just note that the trigger reset is very soft on this. Nothing wrong with that. But I think it's part of the fact that the trigger pull is very, very easy. The factory sights were very good. They're not night sights, not that I noticed anyway, but out of the box, the gun fired with no problems. I found the gun was very easy to disassemble. And I also found it, by the way, easier than a Glock by far. Glocks are very hard for many people to disassemble. And to disassemble a Glock, you also have to pull the trigger at some point. So that's that's something not everybody wants to do. And then the other great thing about this gun is that the magazines have a feature that allows you to push down the follower, which is the spring-loaded plastic piece that pushes rounds higher into the magazine. You can push this down with one hand while you're loading bullets or rounds with the other hand. It makes loading the magazine very, very easy, even if you don't have strong hands and you don't need a special loading device like a Lula magazine loader. So those are the advantages of the 9 Easy. The disadvantage is that it doesn't hold as many rounds as a P365 XL or even a 365. I think it only holds, it's either 8 or 9 plus 1 in the chamber. I think I got 8 in the magazine, maybe 9. It's either 8 or 9 plus 1, whereas the SIG P365 can hold 10 plus 1. So something to consider, but if you have difficulty with grip strength on the firearm, this is definitely one to check out. So I wanted to bring you that review. Also, just wanted to mention on the gear side of things, right now, ballistic backpacks are very, very affordable. You can buy ballistic backpacks at many online retailers. One of them is opticsplanet.com. And some of these ballistic backpacks are under $100 now. And so that what basically they have a level 3 panel, you know, 3A ballistic panel in the somewhere in the backpack, typically in the back of the backpack. Now, the reason this is good to think about is if you go to work, let's say you work in an office, perhaps, or wherever you are, even in your home, and you think that you might someday need to escape shooters, or maybe even in your car, or maybe this is something for your college student kid, you know, whatever. These backpacks can be worn on the front. So it's not just protecting your back. If you have to pull out your firearm and engage somebody in a self-defense situation, if you have enough time in advance, like let's say an office shooting, you start hearing rounds popping off in the office, pop, 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 pop. Hey, grab the backpack, put it on the front. Now you have basically, you're wearing a bulletproof vest in your front, and you can perhaps either escape that way, get out of there, or if you have a firearm with you, maybe hide and, you know, wait and hope they don't find you, but at least you've got some bulletproof defense. So think about ballistic backpacks and how you can wear them in the front, not just on your back. You can also wear them in the front, and they can save your life. Absolutely. Oh, also, by the way, I want to mention, since yesterday was Mother's Day, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I know there are a lot of moms that listen to this, and you deserve a Mother's Day, that's for sure. And isn't it interesting that the leftists are trying to take motherhood away from you? They're trying to say there are no mothers. They're now pushing the term birthing person, because they claim, this is how insane they are, they claim that it's not just women that can give birth, but also men. Yeah, this is how crazy they are. So they don't even like the term mother or father or family for that matter. They want to say someone who gives birth is a birthing person, not a woman. So, you know, just in the same way they're coming after women's sports teams, you know, with the transgender men or the formerly, you know, biological men who claim to be women. That's the way to say that. Like the weightlifters now competing in the Olympics, you know, pretending to be women. And, oh, wow, what do you know? Won the gold medal. That's because you're a dude. You're a big, strong, ugly dude. You're not a woman. And how do we know that? Because you can't have a child. You can't give birth. If you can give birth, then you're a woman. And if you did give birth, then you're a mother. And that's as it should be. And if you stuck around to help raise the child and you have a penis, you're a father. If you didn't stick around, you left, then you're not a good father. That's all there is to it. This is not complicated, folks. There are not 97 genders, right? There's only two. And every person alive today, turns out, has a mother. Every person. Huh. That's amazing. Even the ones who deny that there are mothers, they have mothers. They still deny it. Oh my gosh. All right. And the best video over the weekend, by the way, was this guy who walked into a pharmacy and said, hey, can I look at the COVID vaccine vial, please? I want to read that label. And they handed him the vial and he said, thank you. And he walked out with it on camera. He was doing a selfie video and he just walked out with the vial because he said, hey, it's free. I'm taking this. So he walked out, and then apparently he sent it via FedEx or something to a lab somewhere to analyze what's in the vaccine. Now, the pharmacy totally freaked out. He's like, you can't do that. Come back. Yeah. Isn't it interesting, number one, that they don't want you to have the vaccine under your control, but they're happy to inject you with it? In other words, what they're saying is the vaccine is so safe, you can be injected with it, but it's so super secret, you're not allowed to have it analyzed. Yeah. In fact, the vaccines now, these COVID vaccines, because they're emergency authorization only, did you know by law, they're not required to list their ingredients? And so there's another video over the weekend of a pharmacist, a woman in this case, who put out this video that showed if you open the COVID vaccine box and open the insert sheet, it's all blank. It even says, this is all intentionally left blank. It's There's nothing there. It's a giant sheet of paper all folded up with nothing on it. Well, virtually nothing. I'm like, this is totally insane. There's not. Why would you put a giant blank piece of paper in here with nothing on it? Because it's all a big secret. Shh, you're not supposed to know what's in it. Oh, yeah, we'll inject it into you, but you're not allowed to look at it. Not allowed to analyze it. So, of course, as someone who owns a lab myself, and by the way, thank you for those of you who have sent different kinds of swabs and things my way. And we have a lot of interesting upcoming little experimental results on some swabs. Microscopy, as well as some ICP-MS analysis for elements. That's, I'll talk about that later. But no one has sent me a COVID vaccine vial. And not this guy either. So this guy is not working with me. Just telling you, I don't know who this guy is. I mean, he's pretty awesome. I would love to talk to him and ask him what he's got in mind. I'm kind of curious where he sent this. Like, what lab is going to work with this, and what different kinds of analysis might this be subjected to? Because, you know, I own a lab, and so I know that typically you can only really look for things that you know you're looking for, you know? It's hard to send, really no lab in the world just takes a random liquid and then tells you everything that's in it. Like if you take a sample of, you know, pond water or something, you send it to a lab and you say, just tell me what's in this. It's like, you got to be more specific. What are you looking for? You know, you want to look at elements. You're looking for pesticides. You know, what are you looking for? You're looking for algae. You're looking for bacteria. You're looking at gene sequences. You want a genetic analysis. What are you looking for exactly? You got to tell the lab what you're looking for. And if you try to run for everything, it's like, oh, tell me everything. I want to do all those tests. Well, you're going to need a massive amount of sample, like many, many milliliters, number one. And you're also going to spend a fortune. So I'm curious what this guy has told his the lab, wherever he sent it. I'm curious what he's told them he's looking for. And I'm curious what tests they're going to run on it and what kind of results there might be. I would imagine, unless you're running some very high-end, you know, gene sequencing or DNA / RNA sequencing, you may not find, I mean, I don't know what chemicals are in these, probably some adjuvants, but you probably need to know what you're looking for in advance. You have to say, hey, look for, you know, aluminum-based adjuvants, for example, or look for squalene, because you can, you know, as a lab person, we know what squalene looks like as a molecule. You can search for squalene. But if you don't know what you're looking for, you may not find anything. So who knows what they're going to find on this. Nevertheless, the guy was really cool. I want to give him two thumbs up, major kudos for walking out of the pharmacy with that vaccine. I'm sure the FBI is probably looking for him now. Probably going to arrest him for removing something that he was told was free. So is it really theft if it's free? No, it isn't. Yeah, they said it's free. Thank you. I'm leaving with it. All right. According to the CDC now, 46% of the total U.S. population has been vaccinated with one dose. A little over one-third has two doses. If you consider only people over the age of 18, then it's 58% have had one dose and 44% have had two doses. They're called, quote, fully vaccinated. Of course, it's not fully, because they're going to say soon, oh, it's obsolete. You need another one, and then another one, and then another one. That's going to go on forever, or at least until those people are dead. So think about it. 6 out of 10 adults over 18 in America, 6 out of 10 have been vaccinated. So this is why there's such a danger right now of being around vaccinated people, because there are so many of them, and they're shedding something. They're transmitting something. They're walking biobombs. Their bodies have been turned into bioweapons factories. Remember, we've covered this. So the spike protein is the weapon. And if you take, let's say, a Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca shot, they're injecting you with the spike protein. And that's what's causing blood clots and heart attacks and strokes and all kinds of other crazy things. You also may shed some of that spike protein. But if you take the Moderna or Pfizer shot, then your body is actually turned into a spike protein factory. and your cells are churning out spike protein into your blood supply, and then you are shedding that into the world around you and exposing all these other people. So 6 out of 10 adults have been turned into biological weapons now, thanks to Fauci and that whole effort. So I don't know how long they are dangerous to the people around them. Maybe 30 days, maybe 90 days. I don't know. But this is one reason why I'm not going to Tampa. I just figure, hey, let's wait and see what happens to all these people. Let's let the, you know, the situation calm down a little bit before I invite a bunch of people to go out in public. Especially, probably there's bound to be vaccinated people in the crowd, and one vaccinated person, as we know, can infect hundreds of other unvaccinated people, because vaccinated people are now the super spreaders. And you'll notice that in the science literature, it talks about how obese people are also super spreaders. They can produce as much as 2,000 times more particles than a non-obese person, according to the research. So the worst case scenario here is a vaccinated obese person showing up and being a super spreader of vaccine shedding or vaccine particles. Now, they may be wearing a mask, but guess what? Particles come out the side of the mask. I don't know if you've ever tried this, but if you vape, which I don't, but if you do vape, you can take a big breath of your vaping pen. Is that what it's called? Vaping pen? And then put on a mask and then blow out through the mask, and you'll find that all the vape goes out the sides of the mask and some of it through the mask, and it's just like, well, the mask is pretty much useless. Didn't really stop anything, just redirected the air. And by the way, a mask is a great way to identify people who love to be vaccinated. So if you've ever wanted to social distance from anybody, you should probably do it from masked people. Because they're the ones who took the vaccine. They're the ones shedding particles. They're the ones who are a danger. And so, you know, recently, I think it was the New York, is it the Mets? I don't follow sports, so I don't know, but I think it's the New York Mets, or maybe that's totally wrong and you're laughing at me right now. I don't know. But some New York baseball team has decided to have a vaccinated section and an unvaccinated section. I think this is a great idea because, of course, I don't want to sit surrounded by vaccinated people. They're dangerous. If I were to go watch baseball, which I won't because, you know, baseball's major league woketards is really what they are. It's all about being woke and stupid and supporting communist China's organ harvesting and all that. I mean, we're talking the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, all of it. It's all a giant joke. So I would never go to any game like that. But if I did, if I had to go to a game, like someone put a gun in my head and said, you must watch baseball, then I would sit in the unvaccinated section because I don't want to be assaulted with biological weapons while I'm watching a crappy league run around the bases for some reason with like LGBT flags everywhere. No, thank you. Not interested. Now, I tell you, this is Stockholm syndrome, where some of these mask wearers, they're so really addicted to their masks and their vaccines that I think they're like addicts. And I think that they're going to want vaccines even after they've been double dosed. I bet you this is happening. I bet you this is happening. I bet you people are showing up secretly wanting a third dose or a fourth dose. Yeah, I bet it's happening. And these are heavily masked people. They're usually people wearing 2 or 3 masks. So you can just figure the number of masks on their face is probably the number of vaccines they're getting. You see somebody double and tripling up on the mask, you're like, there's somebody who wants to commit vaccine suicide. Because, you know, there are human beings that, and this is all documented, I'm not making this up, but there are people who want to cut off their arms so they can be cared for by someone else. I don't know the name for this, but it's, you know, it's a recognized mental illness to want to cut off your limbs. And people do this. And they, you know, because they feel empowered by the victimhood of it. And I wonder if some people, some like weird sickos out there, want to have vaccine damage. so they can be cared for by someone else. You know, I'm not saying everybody, but there are probably some fringe cases like this. They just love being damaged by vaccines, to be paralyzed. You know, somebody has to take care of them all the time. Suddenly, you know, they can, they don't have to take responsibility for their lives anymore. They're dependent on the system now, which is the ultimate expression of socialism, isn't it? To eliminate yourself, eliminate any capability, any potential for self-reliance, and basically surrender your body to the state, put yourself under the total power of the medical system that harmed you in the first place. To some people, that sounds delicious. That's like dessert. You know, that's like coconut cream pie. Slurp that up, because they love being the victim. And this is what's being pushed by leftists who are all about victimhood now. That's why you see all the false flag racial hoaxes on college campuses. You know, people writing crazy, like, die, N-word, you know. And it turns out it's the black student who wrote it. You know, because they love to be the victim. Almost all the race crimes in America are hoaxes. You know, just ask old Jussie there. Jussie knows all about that. Now, speaking of false flags and hoaxes and everything, Fauci is doing his best to try to keep the hysteria alive for COVID. He's doing his best. And there's a term, you know how they say there are COVID variants? Well, there's a new term that mocks that. It's called COVID scariants. I think that's pretty funny. Hey, watch out for the scariants. So there's a doctor named Dr. Marty McCary, a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital, who has now disputed the CDC's contention, claiming that COVID-19 variants could set back the effort to get to herd immunity. You know how the CDC is now saying, well, there really isn't herd immunity. You know, they keep moving the goalposts. But McCary wrote an article that was published in the New York Post saying, hey, don't buy the fear-mongering. The COVID-19 threat is waning. And so listen to this. This is from that article. Some common sense from a doctor at Johns Hopkins, which is almost unheard of, by the way. But here it is, quote, look at the facts. About 57% of adults are vaccinated, and approximately half the unvaccinated people have natural immunity from prior infection, he writes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We have a doctor from Johns Hopkins that has remembered there is such a thing as innate immunity. This is a miracle. There's a medical miracle happening right in front of our eyes. A doctor remembers the human immune system exists. I never thought I would see that. He continues, that's why U.S. cases have been plummeting, down 31% over the past 18 days. He says, to put things in context, during the mildest flu season in the last 8 years, the mildest one, there were 24 million cases, according to the CDC, 447,000 daily cases during its peak week. By comparison, we're averaging 49,000 daily COVID cases, or about one-tenth of the flu cases. That same mild flu season resulted in 280,000 hospitalizations. By comparison, current COVID hospitalizations as of May 1 are only about 35,000. And McCary finishes up saying, let me be clear, COVID is not the flu, and we should not downplay the risk among susceptible people. But for the millions of Americans who are immune and live where the cases are low, the public health threat is now defanged and below seasonal flu levels. Given the harm of social isolation, we need to abandon the goal of absolute risk elimination at all costs. Oh, thank God, some sense from somebody in the realm of medicine. See, this is where it's all gone wrong, which was all these people like Fauci that say we have to eliminate all risk no matter what the cost. And it turns out that eliminating all risk is very risky. Eliminating all risks imposes enormous costs to society that ends up getting people killed. Like, for example, if let's say we had let's say we lived under a military dictatorship, but I just realized we already do. So let's say that under this military dictatorship, that the media were all given instructions to start hyping up road accidents. Oh my God, cars are crashing into each other. Of course, that's been happening all along, but all of a sudden they just get orders to hype it up. So they go crazy with it. Oh, look at this truck overturned, this car overturned. People are dying. People are dying in the day. People are dying at night. Cars are smashing into pedestrians. And they just hype it up. They create massive fear. And then the fake president, Biden, announces, we have to do everything to reduce the risk of road accidents. One life lost is one life too many, he says in our thought experiment. We have to do everything in our power. And so he announces that the federal government is going to spend $1 trillion tearing up all the roads in America with excavators and backhoes and bulldozers. So they tear down all the highways. Guess what? Road accidents are reduced to almost zero. Why? Because nobody's using the roads because the roads are all torn up. But then what happens? Oh, everybody starves to death because there's no food deliveries. See, it's very risky to go all out to eliminate absolute risk. You have to think about the ramifications, but of course, no one in government, at least not in this fake Biden administration, no one there thinks about ramifications, you know, cause and effect. What happens if we do this? Or they just want America to be destroyed, which is probably the correct answer. So it's nice to hear a doctor that has some common sense, but I'm wondering if this doctor at Johns Hopkins is now going to be banned because Chelsea Clinton, who is the daughter of Hillary Clinton, but not the daughter of Bill Clinton, if you know anything about that, Chelsea Clinton calls for a coordinated global war against vaccine skeptics. This was covered by LifeSite News, which has now been permanently banned from Facebook. No surprise there. Chelsea Clinton says, oh, it's so horrible that vaccine skeptics are able to speak. They must not be allowed to speak. Shut them all down. I want them silenced. I want them shut down. I want them banned. That's a quote of some other CNN gal screaming about InfoWars. Chelsea Clinton says this, that if you're a vaccine skeptic, you have no right to speak. So I guess they're going to start banning Johns Hopkins doctors now who speak out against the insanity of it all, huh? Is that right? Now, by the way, if you ever wondered what's the value of a vaccine consumer in America? What dollar amount would you attach to that person's life? Well, Target has said you're worth $5. Target's offering a $5 reward if you get vaccinated against COVID at Target. It's not really cash. You have to use it as an in-store credit. So your life to Target is actually worth something less than $5. But I'm just wondering, you know how Bill Gates is saying basically that these vaccines are kind of a global IQ test to eliminate what the globalists call useless eaters, to eliminate like the dumbest human beings possible. I would have to say that this Target experiment is actually proving him correct on that one point. If you trade your life for $5, you're probably not a good representative for the future of the human race. Let's be honest. If you walk in, where's my $5? Give me the shot. Give me my $5. What are you going to buy with it, sir? Soda or whatever. It's like, guess what? The future of Earth doesn't need you. So Bill Gates isn't wrong about that guy. Whoever that guy is, Mr. $5 vaccine guy. It's just, okay, you win, man. You win the Darwin Award. Go for it. Here, have 5 vaccines. Celebrate. they should, you know, seriously, they should pay people more like $100. And I heard in some states they're doing this, but they should pay people, I mean, why not $500? If you're dumb enough to get a vaccine, and you know, pay them $500, they want to commit suicide. You know, in a sense, isn't it kind of just a more stringent IQ test, you know? Because if you think your life is only worth $500, there's something wrong with you. And it would be a whole lot cheaper than paying for all these people's medical care for the rest of their lives because they don't take care of their health, do they? They're all on medications and they're all on chemotherapy. That's even if they survive the COVID shot. I mean, just Actually, no. Here's how we do this. I guarantee you, if you paid people $500, like an official announcement, to take a labeled euthanasia shot, okay, that says this will kill you, it's $500 for you to take it, people would still line up to take that shot. They would do it, and we shouldn't stop them. No. It's crazy. You know how I've called this the voluntary Holocaust, that people are lining up to kill themselves with COVID vaccines, and they don't even need any financial incentive in most cases. They've already created a mental incentive in their own minds. They're so brainwashed by the media, they get some kind of weird dopamine rush in their brains. When they get vaccinated, they actually get a rush of like internal ecstasy or something. It's like taking a rave drug. They take the shot, like, oh, so awesome, so amazing. And then they go online, it's so amazing. And then, you know, 48 hours later, they're dead. But didn't they die doing what they loved? Like getting vaccinated. See, you can give them their wish. It's like Fantasy Island. The plane. Welcome to Fantasy Island. What's your wish? I'd like to be vaccinated 50 times and die in bliss. It's like, your wish is granted. Luckily, we have a CVS pharmacy here on Fantasy Island. Line up. You're going to get all these extra in-store credits to buy junk food while you die from the vaccine that you love so much. Fantasy Island. Seriously, why don't we just roll that out and sell like live streaming rights to it or something, you know, like Hunger Games, but with vaccines? I mean, how many examples does it take for people to get the message that these things are dangerous? CBS News ABC in Utah is reporting that there's a healthy 17-year-old high school athlete has developed 3 blood clots in his brain immediately after a COVID vaccine. Now, you would only get this from a local affiliate. This is abc4.com. They'll probably have to scrub this from their website. No national news outlet would report this, not the mainstream media. But here it is. In Draper, Utah, the day after his COVID-19 vaccine shot, 17-year-old Everest Romney, felt his neck swelling. In the coming days, he suffered from severe headaches. I wonder why. Blood clots and strokes. His mother, who tells ABC4 the pediatrician initially dismissed the symptoms as a pulled neck muscle, says she was convinced it was something else. Quote, he could not move his neck without the assistance of his hands, says mother Cherie Romney. Now her son has suffered from fevers and incessant headaches. I wonder why. Because you took a death shot. Seriously, you took a death shot, dude. And if this could happen to 17-year-old athletes who tend to have really amazingly healthy arteries and so on, and good circulation and good blood and, you know, good cardiovascular health and all that, what do you think it's going to do to, you know, a 65-year-old person who's more sedentary in their lifestyle? Huh? Yeah, it's going to kill them. So finally, after more than a week of the symptoms, the high school basketball player and his family had answers. 2 blood clots inside his brain and 1 on the outside. That's what the article says. I'm like, on the outside of what? What are you talking about? Outside of his skull? Outside of his brain? What? So I don't know what they mean. Between his brain and his skull. I don't know. The hardest thing was I let him get that shot, says the mother, and he was healthy and well before. But you question it, and you can't help but question it when it all goes wrong, she said. Yeah, but see, if she goes on to Facebook and says this, she'll be banned. Because Facebook says no such thing as side effects. Nobody's ever been harmed. So therefore, again, how are people supposed to hear the truth about this when all the whistleblowers are banned? Now, just in case you think that's not crazy enough, check out this story from CBS in Boston. All right, you probably heard about this, maybe. Some college gals. Let's see. Andover parents Kristen and Scott are speaking out on behalf of their daughter. She, along with 2 of her friends, are freshmen at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. A picture posted on social media of the 3 friends not wearing masks outside And by the way, this was not on the school campus. This was off campus, outside, three friends take a picture, not wearing a mask. This picture was handed over to the university, and now the three girls have been banned from school, from the campus. Banned. Quote, there was a photo sent to the administration of these girls outside off campus on a Saturday. This is why they lost a whole semester of their schooling. So then these other parents, their daughter was suspended too. She's one of the girls in the photo. She was valedictorian and class president of her high school. She did everything right. Oh, but you did not obey. You did not obey the insanity, the insane rules of Massachusetts universities that make no sense. It's not rooted in science, not rooted in chemistry, not rooted in cause and effect. You just have to obey. I mean, even if you're in your own home, not wearing a mask, they'll probably ban you from the university. Even if you're taking a shower, not wearing a mask, you will be banned from the university. So what also infuriates the parents of the suspended students was there was a video of the University of Massachusetts Amherst hockey team celebrating their national championship on campus, and some of those students were not wearing masks. So oh, wait a minute. So if you're a hockey team and you win, you can jump up and down and have no mask, and you can scream and shout and cry in each other's arms. It's so amazing. But if you're three girls off campus on a Saturday walking in the park and just taking a friendly picture without some massive celebration, oh, you're suspended. You're bad. This is what it's coming to, folks. This is the insanity in America today, well, especially in libtard cities and libtard universities. How do these people, talking about the university officials, how do they live with themselves? How do they get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, today, let's ban innocent people from having an education? Well, more like an indoctrination. Where does this end? Where does this end? I mean, probably pretty soon, the schools will monitor your online avatars. And if your avatar isn't wearing a mask, you'll be banned. Like you're playing a game online. Your avatar wasn't wearing a mask. It could spread digital COVID. We don't know. Oh, by the way, just to change the subject, a couple of things here. Over the weekend, I posted an amazing podcast called How to Make Pine Needle Tea. Well, it's all about pine needle tea. If you haven't heard that podcast, I strongly recommend you listen to it. And I published a story on Natural News about the pine needle tea, and it is rocking. I dare say the research was great. I spent a lot of time over the weekend. We researched curcumin and also shikimic acid, which is used in star anise herb, which is a traditional Chinese medicine herb. And that's the ingredient that's used to make Tamiflu because it's an anti-influenza drug. But it turns out you can harvest this yourself from pine needles. I'm talking about fresh green pine needles. There are some safety concerns. You don't want to do this if you're pregnant or you might be pregnant. And there are some certain types of pine trees to avoid, and you don't want to use yew trees. That's Y-E-W, not me, but you, Y-E-W. Don't use yew trees. Otherwise, you might be poisoned. So stay away from those. But listen to that podcast from yesterday. It's really great, and we've had a lot of positive feedback already. And then also, I give you two recipes in there. How to make pine needle tea using an ultrasonic cleaver and a combination of alcohol and water. Or you can use, believe it or not, and this is published in a science paper, you can use an espresso machine without modification. But instead of making espresso, you're making pine needle tea. Yeah. And you're getting shikimic acid in there, which has amazing, amazing properties. According to the research, it halts blood platelet aggregation, which means it halts blood clots. Maybe could have saved that 17-year-old high school athlete from having three blood clots in his brain, you know? But all this information is, of course, totally banned. You're not allowed to know anything about this. Totally banned because they don't want people to have access to remedies, cures, information, solutions, how to be healthier. No, 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 no. You're supposed to be, you know, harmed and killed and made infertile and made to suffer. This is the revenue model of the pharmaceutical industry. They damage you with vaccines, and then they make major bank off of all your side effects and symptoms for a lifetime. Oh, you're going to need drugs to treat those blood clots. Huh, what do you know? You're going to need surgery, and then you're going to need antibiotics after the surgery. This is a major repeat revenue scam for Big Pharma. So that's what this is all about. But be sure to check that out. Also, the woketard Pentagon has announced they now have an all-gay helicopter crew in the military. This is apparently the top priority of the Pentagon. It's about having, I don't know, like all-gay tank crews or all-gay helicopter crew. I mean, number one, who cares? Why do they all have to be gay? I mean, why can't you just have the best helicopter crew of the most qualified people who are flying the dang helicopter and maybe, oh, I don't know, you know, defending America against enemies and maybe having the best medic on board who can save lives? Why do you have to run around and just pick a bunch of gay guys to be an all-gay helicopter crew? Answer, because the woketard Pentagon is not interested in defending America against anybody. They're not interested in being able to wage, you know, national defense or war or whatever. It's all about being the woke tardiest, if we could say. Sounds like you're late, actually, for a woke festival. But the wokiest tardiest of all, that's what they're trying to do. So now you're going to have like cross-dressing, transgender captains, you know, driving the Navy boats. Again, I'm sorry if I'm not using the right terms. Navigating the aircraft carrier. You're going to be in high heels out launching planes that are flown into the side of the ship by the, the least qualified but most wokiest possible candidate who doesn't know how to fly. Whatever they are, they don't know how to fly. So they're just going to be like flying F-35s into the sides of the carriers. Do they even launch those off carriers? I don't know. They're just going to be destroying all the military hardware because it's all a giant woketard fest instead of a meritocracy, which is what it should be. I mean, it's just, I know I use the word insane a lot, but this is so far beyond insane. I mean, if you're a soldier on the front lines in battle out there and you took some frags from a grenade or something or an IED and you're still conscious, but you're bleeding out, you know, a helicopter arrives on the roadside and the crew gets out. They're like frolicking over in high heels and wigs and women's clothing. We're the all-gay helicopter crew. I'm like, I don't give a crap. Why don't you just start an IV? Number one, get some gauze, stop the bleeding, apply pressure. I mean, come on, get with the program. Enough with the all-gay crew. I don't care what you do in your private time, in your military bunks with each other. I really don't care. Do your freaking job on the battlefield and stop just putting crews together because they happen to all be gay. It doesn't make any sense on a battlefield. I mean, I can see it soon. There's going to be maybe like an NPR documentary or like a New York Times special coverage. You know, it's the all transgender tank crew. You know, how can such large, hairy, stinky women fit together in a tank? And it's so difficult to do that with high heels and women's panties when you're trying to achieve high fire rates on enemy positions at 15,000 meters away with the primary gun of the tank. But, you know, guess what? These women are able to do it. Good thing they're built like men, because they are men pretending to be women. Good thing they can load all the shells in the main gun. What are the main guns today? 150 millimeter? I don't know. Good thing they can carry the shells because they're built like men, because they are men. It's the women's the women's cross-dressing tank brigade. So you know where all this is going, right? The first time we actually get into combat, which seems to be coming soon, combat with the Russians or combat with the Chinese, okay? The American forces are going to get decimated. And I'm sorry to say that because I do support veterans so much, but I know a lot of veterans and even active duty people listening to this, you agree with me. You're like, what the heck? You know, you don't want to be in battle relying on people who are selected because they're cross-dressers or transgenders. You want the most qualified person, regardless of what they do with women's panties in their own private bunk. But when these people meet the Russians, I mean, number one, the Russians will just, maybe they'll be laughing so hard. you know, the Russian Spetsnaz. Is that what it's called? The Special Forces, Russian Special Forces. Some pretty hardcore dudes. They don't wear women's panties. No, 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 no. They rip you with AK-47 fire. They don't mess around. They're super manly men. And even in China, even though they're smaller physically, China has been getting rid of all the feminization of their military. They're like, hey, we don't need a bunch of Chinese soy boys in our military. We got to have real men that can fight. And guess what? Chinese men, they are some badass fighters. They are. They are some manly dudes. I mean, they're communists, but I mean, they're still, they got a lot of courage and a lot of determination, you know, and they got a whole bunch of them. They got millions of them. And so America better get with the program, because you're not going to win the war with your LGBT rainbow flag. They're just going to set that on fire and blow you away. Even in your high heels and wigs and everything, they blow you away and laugh at your grave, laugh at your corpse. It's like, oh, you thought you could beat the Russians with your wokeism? No, guess what? Russians have bullets. Your woke nonsense doesn't work against Russian bullets, or for that matter, hypersonic cruise missiles. You know, in fact, a future war between the woke Pentagon U.S. military versus Russia should just be called woke tards versus weapons technology. And guess what? Weapons tech wins. Woke tards lose. And that's the direction we're going. Very sad. Very sad. Oh my God, I'm starting to sound like Trump. It's very sad. But it is. It is. Okay, next topic. Now, just in case you didn't think things were interesting enough already, did you hear about the cyber attack on the oil pipeline over the last couple of days? Yes, this so-called Colonial Pipeline was hacked, badly, you could say. There's a group called DarkSide. It's a cybercrime gang, probably run by a foreign, you know, a nation state. Apparently, they stole 100 gigabytes of data out of this Georgia company's network. It's the company that runs the Colonial Pipeline. And then they shut down the pipeline. This is a gasoline pipeline that moves gasoline through Texas and a bunch of states all the way up the eastern seaboard. And it's shut down now because of cyber attacks. And I think this DarkSide group is asking for ransom money to turn it all back on. And so right now it's sitting there not pumping gas. And if you're wondering, like, okay, what's the deal with pipelines and all the computer controls? Well, pipelines are pretty complex, actually. They have pressure gauges and they have pumps and they have flow rate controllers. And all this has to be networked in real time because, of course, the pipe is all connected. And the pressure from one section of pipe affects the pressure of another section of pipe. And if you overpressure the pipe, you blow it out, which is bad when you're moving gasoline. And these pipes are underground also. So you don't want to blow up neighborhoods because a lot of houses and buildings are built on top of some of these pipes. Depends on where they are. And you got to run all the valves and everything too, emergency shutoff valves, how do you stop leaks, and all kinds of things, right? So there's massive computer network that does all this, and the computers got hacked, and the hackers apparently brought it all down and are refusing to turn it back on until they're paid, probably in Bitcoin, or these days maybe Dogecoin, because dog money is so popular now. Even though it's going to be worthless at some point here soon. But I ask you the question, if this infrastructure, which is really critical to America's gasoline, you know, fuel supply in all those states, including Texas, if this can be shut down remotely over the internet by a bunch of hackers from another country, how vulnerable is our entire infrastructure exactly? And the answer is it's pretty darn vulnerable. We're in some sad shape because the nuclear power plants are run by computers that are networked. Hopefully they're not connected to the internet, but I bet they are somewhere. The fuel refineries, you know, oil refineries, petroleum, the Pentagon, you know, if you hack into the Pentagon, you probably find a bunch of woke tard indoctrination, critical race theory files. That would be interesting. What, I mean, everything in America the power grid. It's all run by computers, and the computers are all connected. So according to some people, China already has a massive cyber war planned against America, and they already have all the back doors and all the passwords to just take down everything. Take down the power grid, you know, take down the refineries, take it all down, take down even the banks and the financial institutions, and it can all be done remotely without ever firing a single shot. If that's true, we're in a world of hurt. And a lot of people were skeptical of that until they saw this. Suddenly, wow, they can shut down a whole pipeline remotely? Yeah. So it's not such a simple thing to just remove all the computer controls and install a new computer or new operating system. It's not that simple. That would take months, it turns out. And in the meantime, there's no fuel flowing, which means somebody's paying the bills for the pipeline, but not actually earning any revenue. So the whole operation goes bankrupt. Now, on top of that, you know, there's a massive problem with trucking and supply chains all across America right now. Amazon is bankrupting the trucking industry. In fact, Amazon's bankrupting, well, at least in the process of bankrupting UPS and FedEx, because now you see all these Amazon vans all over your neighborhood, little Amazon, you know, deliveries happening everywhere, and they're bypassing UPS and FedEx. Now, do you really want Amazon, which is already a pretty evil company that's investing heavily in robots and automation to eliminate all humans? Do you really want Amazon to also put UPS and FedEx out of business, just like they put all the bookstores out of business and the retailers out of business? Do you really want everything run by one giant corporation? Answer, no. No, you don't. That's dangerous. And Amazon should be broken apart right now. So should Google and so on. And massive antitrust actions need to take place. But you don't want one evil company run by, you know, the same people who own the Washington Post, same people who run computing networks for the CIA. You don't want this company driving vans outfitted with cameras on the outside, rolling into your neighborhood every day, taking pictures and video of you walking down the sidewalk in front of your own house. You don't want that surveillance, because that's all going into the government database right there. Amazon Prime vans are spy machines. And they're also putting truckers out of business. So trucking is collapsing. I don't know if you've noticed this, which is crazy. It seems counterintuitive because there's so much demand for moving pallets of goods across America. We have this problem with our own Health Ranger store. You know, trying to get delivery of things is now very, very difficult. Well, there was an ad, I think on Friday, one trucking company is offering trucker owner operators, which means a driver who owns his own truck, being offered $14,000 a week. That's $728,000 a year to work and deliver goods with your truck. $728,000 a year for a trucker. Now, by the way, I love truckers, and I think truckers are underappreciated, and I think truckers should earn good money because they put in crazy long hours, and you know, you have to urinate into bottles in the cab and have to sleep in their cab, and they're away from their families, and it's a tough life. It's a tough life. And then they're harassed by the government for, you know, how many hours they've driven and the weight of their vehicle and everything. Always harassed by the government. That's why truckers love Trump, by the way, and truckers tend to love America. So I think truckers should be paid more, but this is astonishing. $700,000 a year just shows you that there is a huge demand for transportation to move goods around America. So why aren't goods being moved? Answer, deliberate supply chain disruptions are being put into place. Deliberate, you know, with the shipping disruptions, the trains, lots of disruptions there in terms of transportation. And also it turns out with trucking, it's the insurance companies charging sky-high insurance rates to commercial truckers that are bankrupting some of the trucking companies. Yes, they're bankrupting the trucking companies, charging massive insurance rates. Well, why are they charging insurance rates that are so high? Because trucks have a risk of getting hijacked by left-wing lunatics like Black Lives Matter and Antifa when they roll into Democrat cities. Oh, so it's the chaos in the cities That's making it more costly for truckers, putting truckers out of business so that goods aren't getting delivered. Well, this is interesting because ultimately, you know where this ends up. Trucking companies will just say, we're not delivering to Democrat cities anymore. Boom. And guess what? Democrat cities collapse. No fuel, no food, no goods, no medicine, no nothing. Because if you don't have the trucks, you're screwed. This is why truckers should be more appreciated across America, by the way. And I think truckers should just all have a giant nationwide strike of sorts, a geographic strike, and say, we're not delivering to Democrat-controlled cities anymore. You're just not going to do it because it's too dangerous because you have no rule of law. Portland is a no-go zone. Seattle, no-go zone. Los Angeles, do I even have to say? How about Chicago, huh? If you're a trucker, and I know a lot of truckers listen to this, you know you don't want to roll into those cities, especially if you're a white trucker. You know, these crazy leftists, they might pull you out of your cab and beat you to death just because of the color of your skin, no matter what your beliefs. Is it worth rolling into those cities when the police won't do anything to protect you? Answer, no. Not worth it. So just stop delivering there. Hey, guess what? We welcome your truck deliveries out here in rural Texas where we are. And at our warehouse at the Health Ranger store, we welcome your deliveries. And guess what? You're not going to get attacked by Black Lives Matter lunatics. You're going to have a nice big area to turn your truck and back it in. We got a forklift ready for you. Take those pallets off the truck for you. You know, it's all air conditioned. Nice, clean environment. Everything's cool. And if anybody tried to cause trouble, oh, we have AR-15s and such. So you're going to be just fine. I mean, this is what truckers are going to start to, you know, to choose. To just make deliveries to places that are safe and avoid places that are dangerous. Can you blame them? I just think it's great that truckers are making more money now because of all of this. They deserve it. By the way, speaking of infrastructure breaking down, this would be an appropriate time for me to plug our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. And you know the website, SAT123.com. SAT like satellite. Yeah. SAT123.com. And they offer satellite phones on kind of a cell phone-like plan. So you pay a monthly fee. You get a certain number of minutes that also roll over to other months if you don't use them. They're saved virtually forever. And they'll send you a phone for free when you're on a qualified plan. And so you don't have to shell out $1,000 for a satellite phone. You're just paying a monthly fee. It's an emergency backup device. And you can use it from your truck if you are a trucker. Or you can put it in the trunk of your car, put it in the glove box, put it on your boat, put it on your private helicopter if you have one. Maybe you're part of the gay Pentagon helicopter brigade. They can use these too, it turns out. Yeah. They can all use satellite phones. The phone doesn't discriminate against gay or straight or anything. It works for everyone. Pointed at the satellites in the sky, they're orbiting above the equator. So in the northern hemisphere, you point it, you know, above the south sky, basically. And you can make phone calls to landlines or other satellite phones. Pretty cool. Check it out at SAT123.com. I've got now several for myself and my family members and my staffers who are around the world so we can communicate in a crisis. Very cool stuff. Okay, did you hear about this doctor named Thomas Flanagan? He's in Ohio. Well, he died. He was in Ohio, and he wrote his own obituary after getting Moderna shots, and then he was dead within 11 weeks. So 48 years old, he's a plastic surgeon, and it's just unreal. It was kind of like he was mocking people who thought that vaccines were dangerous. And on January 6th, he did a post showing his vaccination card and a little sticker on his scrubs that says, I got my COVID shot. He's all happy about it. And he posted, he says, quote, I did it for the free orange juice. I'm pretty sure the needle was like a foot long. The good news is that I didn't feel the microchip going in, but I can hear local radio stations now, right? So he's mocking people, you know, basically saying like, you're all tinfoil hat people if you think that vaccines are bad. And then on the 3rd of February, he posts, quote, second dose, the microchip is working just fine. My mind is slowly being taken over by the hive mind. We are just fine. Resistance is futile. He posts, also with a photo of his vaccine card. Now it's got two lines on it. He's because he got the second dose. Very happy. And then he died. He died, but not before he wrote his own obituary. He wrote his own obituary with words like, I have completed my shift as the great American cliche. He wrote in this bizarre obituary, quote, in the spirit of what turned out to be my last New Year's letter, my wild and crazy life has again taken a new unexpected turn with my shocking and unexpected yet fabulous exit. And he goes on to talk about weirdness. Due to the unknown and cosmic nature of my next mission, he says, this will be our last communication. My whereabouts are now top secret. But let's just say I've made some new friends by the names of Elvis and Kenny. So at this point, you start to wonder about this dude's mental health. Not that it matters anymore because he's dead. But what's going on? What's going on, folks? Have you seen other examples of totally crazy, insane people recently? Because I've seen that. I've seen some online videos on Brighttown about people going nuts over someone not wearing a mask or, you know, or just weird random things happening. People losing their minds. And this dude was obviously not all there. And I wonder if at first he was mocking, you know, anti-vaxxers. And then when he started to get all the side effects himself, he realized he's going to die. And so he decided to just try to continue like he meant it all as a joke and he knew he was going to die. That's some weird twisted logic right there. Just like you committed vaccine suicide and you're going to try to play it off as satire? No, you're dead. You're actually dead. That's not a joke. You killed yourself. Well, technically the vaccine bioweapon killed you. So this is not the first story I've seen about this. Doctors and people mocking anti-vaxxers, and then they themselves are dead a few days or a few weeks later. It's happening all the time. Again, it's the $5 target people too. For $5, I'll get injected unlimited times. You know, it's like, wow, man, this world is nuts. Speaking of nuts, I got a question for you. Why aren't the blood donation centers screening for people who have spike protein, huh? How about that? There's a question for you. So somebody can get vaccinated and go give blood, which means the person receiving the blood is receiving a bioweapon. I mean, think about this. If you need a blood transfusion, if you need to receive one, you might be receiving bioweapons in your blood, actual spike proteins. Maybe the donor just got the mRNA shot. No one's telling them you shouldn't give blood. I mean, your blood is now contaminated, right? Their blood is full of spike protein, which is a biological weapon, because the mRNA is taking over their body's cells. That person is now a factory of bioweapons. And if they give their blood to you, then you're a factory of bioweapons. My goodness. And yet the blood donation centers, they don't screen for that. Did you know the blood centers? Oh man, there's some real skullduggery going on there. Some real nefarious activity. They only screen for like three or four things. I think HIV, some couple other, I don't know. Nothing major. You know the kind of people that give blood? The kind of people that they pay to give blood? This is like, you know, street living drug users and what have you. Oh, man. You know how dirty their blood is? You don't want that blood. That blood will make you sick. Whew. You know, if you have to undergo surgery, you should give your own blood in advance. No kidding. Be your own blood donor. Nobody's going to have cleaner blood than you, especially if you listen to this podcast and you follow some of my nutritional advice. I mean, I can't even imagine going through life with someone else's blood instead of my own clean blood, you know, because I'm all into nutrition and clean foods and drinking plenty of clean rainwater and having nutritional supplements and doing exercise and getting vitamin D and everything. I've got pretty nice blood, and it's not for sale, turns out. I'm keeping it. I got a use for it. I'm just going to circulate it for a while and then maybe urinate some of it out slowly over time as the blood cells die. You know, this is normal. But I don't want somebody else's blood in here. I can't imagine. I mean, that would be a weird experiment even just to have someone else's blood in you for a day just to feel like their level of brain fog. It's like, oh my God, how can they function in society? Answer, they don't function in society. They're the people driving all over the roads and driving off the roads. They're the people that can't do math, you know? They're the people making decisions at the bureaucracy under the Biden admin. I mean, they're gone. These are the people, probably the administrators at that Massachusetts university there that's eliminating girls for not wearing masks. You know, I mean, bad blood makes for a bad life, seriously. And your blood is made of what you eat and drink. So if you want to have a good life and a good mood and good cognitive function, protect your blood. Keep it clean. It all comes down to diet, avoiding exposure to toxins, avoiding pharmaceuticals, avoiding vaccines, for God's sake. You know, living a healthy life. I mean, this is not rocket science, really. All right, last story of the day. I promised to get to this. In 2015, the Chinese military scientists talked about how to weaponize SARS coronaviruses. Now, this is a story out of The Weekend Australian, and then it was also published by Zero Hedge. Did some coverage. Basically, they're saying that the communist Chinese scientists were collaborating with a U.S.-funded NGO to do gain-of-function research. And guess who's tied to the NGO? Oh, all the names that you've heard that are into depopulation. And so, in effect, China was talking about how the SARS coronavirus could usher in a, quote, new era of genetic weapons, and that they could be, quote, artificially manipulated into an emerging human disease virus, then weaponized and unleashed in a way never seen before. Oh, does that sound like what happened in late 2019? Yes, it's exactly what happened. And in fact, the communist scientists talked about how they could, quote, cause the enemy's medical system to collapse because of all the hospitalizations from the bioweapons attack. So this is all true. This is what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was warning about. China weaponized the virus. But what's even more crazy is that it was all funded by Dr. Fauci. The NIH funded these projects involving the Wuhan Institute of Virology scientists, that's the WIV, for their gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. So Fauci personally confirmed and approved grant money to make this happen. The Obama administration even removed limits on gain-of-function research, you know, restrictions. Obama lifted those, then Fauci funded it. They gave China this technology, and then they unleashed the technology to steal the election, to crush the U.S. economy in 2020, and to push mail-in voting that they knew they could rig to steal the White House. And also, by the way, to achieve global depopulation, economic destruction, you know, total medical tyranny, all of that. So it's all by design. We have all the proof now. There's no question. This is a bioweapon. It's not a random thing. It's all on purpose. It was all funded by war criminal Fauci and war criminal Obama. This was the U.S. government's fringe elements, the anti-America elements, the communist parts, you know, Fauci and so on, working with communist China to unleash a biological weapon on America and ultimately to drive people into a weaponized vaccine that would inject people with a spike protein that would kill them. Got it? This is some pretty nefarious stuff. This is extreme maliciousness, crimes against humanity. Just, I mean, it's almost a cliche to say it. It doesn't even really begin to describe the level of evil that this encompasses. But this is what happened. This is what we're dealing with. And that's why we're calling for the arrest and prosecution of every person who knew about this and pushed it. And that's a lot of people out there, including Fauci, but probably thousands of others who were part of this. Crimes against humanity, the weaponization of the coronavirus, with the spike protein bioweapon, and it's still happening right now. This is the voluntary Holocaust, because they've brainwashed people and convinced people to raise their hands and show up at the pharmacies and get injected with something that will kill them. I mean, not everybody will die from this, but a lot will, as you're going to find out later this year when the real death wave accelerates. But there's also a lot of infertility, and there's a lot of permanent damage to young people, like this young athlete that has 3 blood clots now. I mean, his life is forever altered. And what happens when you have a lot of blood clots? I mean, you have many strokes, you know, you lose cognitive function, you lose heart function in some cases, you lose lung function in some cases. It's bad. And it's all by design. So this is where we are now. We are living through the most strange biological attack. This is an act of war against humanity, but specifically focused on the United States for certain political reasons that just happened to coincide with the globalist depopulation agenda. This is the strangest attack. It's an attack on America that's disguised to look like a public health policy to prevent disease, but it's actually a bioweapons assault against the United States of America. And trust me, the gay helicopter squad won't be helping on any of this. They're too busy throttling each other in the back of the helicopter. They're not helping humanity. Nobody's going to help humanity in the establishment, not in the Pentagon, not in the swamp, not in medicine, not in media, nothing. If you want to live through this, you're going to have to help yourself. And that's why I put out that podcast yesterday on pine needle tea that you definitely have to listen to if you haven't heard it yet. And check my article on naturalnews.com as well. That's the kind of information that's going to save us, give us a fighting chance. First, we got to survive the bioweapon just to have a fighting chance to take our country back and take our lives back, our freedoms back from these lunatics like Fauci that want to have never-ending permanent mask mandates, permanent vaccine passports, permanent economic lockdowns, all of it. Hey, if you don't stand up and say no to this, they're going to just keep hammering you forever. There is no end to this until the people say enough is enough. And I wonder how many millions have to die before the rest of the people stand up and say, wait a second. Everybody I know who died took the vaccine. What's going on here? At some point, the media lies won't be able to cover it up. That day is coming. They're just trying to kill off as many as they can between now and then because they know the reaction is going to be just epic. All right, so that's all the news for today. Until tomorrow, my advice is to think about ways that you can avoid vaccinated shedding people, you know, people who are transmitting or shedding particles. Avoid those people. They're easy to spot because they're usually wearing masks. And then secondly, and also they'll tell you gladly, if you ask them, have you been vaccinated? They will tell you, oh, yes, I have. I'm so happy. You know, they're not hiding it. So you can just query them and say, well, thank you. Bye. Now get off my lawn, you know, please. You're killing the grass. But I want you to focus on being safe, having good respiratory health, pursuing an anti-inflammatory diet, and also perhaps with supplements, if that helps you. And control the space around you. Be with people who are unvaccinated because they are the safest people to be with. So you don't have to practice social distancing. You can be with normal, healthy people. Without masks, it's totally fine. It's totally safe for nearly everyone. You know, except perhaps very frail, elderly, immunosuppressed, comorbidity factor individuals, but they can die from the flu anyway. I mean, it's the same risk at this point. So you can socialize, you can go to church as long as there aren't vaccinated people there. And this is what I started off with here. I don't want to be around vaccinated people, but I'm thrilled and happy to be around unvaccinated people. So we're seeing a segregation of society now, not only in the New York baseball scene, but also elsewhere in churches that should have, you know, the left half of the church is all the vaccinated people and the right half is unvaccinated people. Or maybe just have different services, you know, like the 10 a.m. service is for vaccinated people. No, they should have vaccinated people last so they don't have their particles linger in the air after they've been there. They should have unvaccinated people first in the morning, 9 a.m. service, 10 a.m. service, and then 12 p.m., 12 noon service is for vaccinated people who will be served sugar powdered donuts afterwards because they don't care about their health anyway. Which, by the way, isn't, you know, they're not real Christians if they're not honoring their own bodies. How can you take death shots and think that that's okay in God's eyes? I don't get it. I mean, God doesn't want you to commit vaccine suicide. I know that's not written per se in the Bible, but it's implied. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. But thank you for listening. We'll have another update for you tomorrow. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerstore.com. If you'd like to stock up on some healthy foods and lab-tested, you know, long-term storable foods, we have some in stock for the moment. So check it out. Thank you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care.